Since 1889, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service has been a trusted name in the Richland Center area, providing compassionate care and support for families during difficult times. For assistance, call 608-647-4808. Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, trusted by the community for over 135 years.
And maybe clip out some stats, but now it's a lot more at your fingertips, isn't it?
It's changed even since I've been at WSN. When I first started, newspapers were still publishing a ton of high school sports information. They were covering many more teams than they do now. They were publishing not only scores lists, but also full box scores in the paper. They were doing a large amount of content, still written content, and that has certainly changed and morphed. Many of them went online as the primary resource for publishing their information, but then they started to cut back on the area they covered, the amount of teams they covered. Very, very few newspapers, even online anymore, publish box scores or even sometimes full score listings. So, you know, that traditional route has kind of diminished over time, even the last 15 years, like I said, that I've been doing this. And and what we're doing and what we've done before and now what we're building out at Bound Wisconsin really is that resource that people can go to, not only to find all of that, but find it much quicker than you ever used to.
Obviously, yeah, good stuff. Travis, always a pleasure having you on. We appreciate it, and good luck to you this week.
Sounds good. Thanks, Bill.
Travis Wilson joining us from Bound Wisconsin for our Friday chat about high school sports and football tonight.
Please record your message.
Hey, it's me, your car. I hate to bother you again, but you hearing these sounds? Sounds like this and this. I mean, those screeches could be my brakes. And those clunky noises, I have no idea. One thing is for certain, the team at TC Auto Works in Richland Center has the brains and equipment to diagnose and repair all my issues. They service and repair all vehicles, foreign and domestic. So call now for an appointment. 608-383-1700. TC Auto Works, Highway 14, East Richland Center. Call now.
This is Tim Thied for WRCO Sports. Thank you for listening to our broadcast. River Valley hosting Richland Center for homecoming, and Richland Center leads 6-0 at the half. Other scores to pass along: Lancaster is leading Dodgeville 16-7 in the second quarter. Also in the second quarter, Prairie du Chien is leading Broadhead Judah 24-6. Platteville is leading New Glarus 20-17. Ithaca is leading Nisida 30-0 at half. Bangor is leading Royal 24-0 at the half. In the second quarter, Brookwood leads Cashton 7-0. It's Fenimore leading Darlington 23-0 in the second quarter. Also in the second quarter, Benton Scales Mound Schulzburg is leading Cuba City 21-7. And Iowa Grant, and one final in eight-player football, DeSoto beat Monticello 64-7. Also, the Brewers are leading the Cincinnati 1-0 in the top of the fourth. And the Phillies are leading Miami 3-1 in the top of the ninth. And we'll be back at River Valley High School after this with the two fills.
Richards Insurance, we insure your peace of mind.
What did Mr. and Mrs. John McKay, George Spicer and his wife, and Hugh Gray all claim to see in 1933? The Loch Ness Monster. While Richards Insurance didn't see the Loch Ness Monster, it did provide quality insurance for the community. For 90 years, we have served our community with quality insurance options. With offices in Reedsburg and Ithaca, we have the agents and expertise to serve you. Visit RichardsInsure.com.
Whenever you're in Southwest Wisconsin, you're always close to someone who trusts BL Signs. From the van with a standout wrap, to the business sign that greets you before you even step out of the car, or the restaurant sign that makes you hungry the moment you see it, BL Signs is behind it. Known for delivering projects done well, on time, and on budget, BL Signs of Richland Center is your trusted source for all your signage needs. Start your next project with BL Signs. Visit them online at blsignage.com.
Dealing with the loss of a loved one is never easy. I'm Nick Hodge of the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service in Richland Center in Muscadet. Many families have found pre-planning can help ease the burden of loss. Anyone can create a plan at any stage in life, and you can make changes at any time. Pre-planning is free of charge at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service. please contact us to schedule a time to meet with a member of our staff to discuss your options and design your plan in person. You'll be glad you did.
Tri-County Building Supply is located in Spring Green and is this area's premier building headquarters. Whether you are a veteran contractor or a weekend warrior, Tri-County Building Supply has all your building material needs, including the finishing touches like cabinetry, countertops, and flooring. Tri-County Building Supply offers daily delivery service to Spring Green, Richland Center, and surrounding areas. Quality products, outstanding customer service, and the product knowledge you expect from a professional building supply store. From start to finish, Tri-County Building Supply.
Welcome back to River Valley. A 6-0 lead for Richland Center here at halftime. And Richland Center's game plan has worked thus far. They've controlled the clock. I don't have the exact number, Phil, but I bet you Richland Center had the clock all but maybe 3 minutes in their first half.
It was pretty impressive. They certainly knew what they were doing and they had a good plan, and give them kudos to them, you know.
Lone score came on their opening possession, and it was a 45-yard run by quarterback Jaden Shep. 4:09 remained in the first. The extra point kick was no good. 6-0 after the first quarter. And River Valley, so far, they have turned it over on downs. They have punted it. Richland Center has scored a touchdown. They have punted. And then they drove all the way to the 7-yard line at the end of the first half, and time expired. So 6-0 here at halftime. We had a really nice halftime festivities here. Ted Lynn's Wall of Honor has grown by one.
Yeah, Ted Lynn's recipient this year is Eric Briel. He's making his way right towards us right now.
Is he really?
All right. He's a very well-deserved person to win that award.
We'll have to give him a couple of moments to catch his breath here. I've got a mic for him if he makes his way up here. So that would be awesome. We'll get a chance to chat with him. As he was, he looked a little surprised, wasn't he?
Yeah.
I think he was. Mr. Eric Briel, there you are. We'll let you catch your breath for a second. 6-0 Richland Center leading here at halftime. Thanks to Mr. Fabulous, our engineer, for getting some scores to us at the break. Mr. Briel, were you a little bit surprised at this?
You can pick up your prize over there.
Jamie Hagelin asked me if I'd help with the gate going out to the field for all of the awards, and I wasn't doing my normal halftime stuff. I thought there might have been something up, but it was a nice prize.
Well deserved.
Yeah.
You probably have pretty good memories of Ted Lynn, don't you?
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. He always used to, Phil before myself and I, we always had to make sure there was a chair out there for Ted so he could sit down at the end of the gym and watch the basketball game.
Oh, yeah. I kid you, but I think you're busier now than you were when you worked here. You
well, it seems like it, but, you know, I think I enjoy it more now because it's come in, work, enjoy myself, and then I go home and I don't have to worry about anything at night or
responsibilities
or anything like that. It's great.
Yeah. Lots of years. We knew you at Potosi before you ever arrived here, so you go back, you know, as soon as they said 1968, I'm like, it can only be one guy.
Yeah, yeah. Well, there's not a lot of us around that graduated in 68 anymore. That's why we have class reunions every other year.
Right. Former UW Richland Roadrunner as well.
Right, right. Played up there for 2 years, had a great time, Coach Gary Krakus. Then went from there to starting to coach and teach in Highland in 1973.
Wow. And you're still teaching today. You do some subbing, too, don't you?
Oh, yeah. I usually up here at the high school a couple days a week subbing and help Jamie with athletics and stuff like that. So, like I say, still enjoy it, like being around the kids, so it's fun, yeah.
Richland Center kicks off River Valley with a good, quick return, and a quick return by number 3, Uchi Tail. So a nice return, and that's where River Valley will start.
And he got crushed
by
two Richland Center kids.
River Valley will take over. 6-0 score here at halftime. You got some family here. Did they surprise you too?
Yeah, both my daughters were back, and one came all the way up from New Richmond where she teaches, and daughter Taylor came from over by Oak Creek from Milwaukee. So they both made it here. Taylor said she got here 15 minutes before the ceremony.
All right, she made it. River Valley with the ball at their own 39-yard line. First play from scrimmage in the second half. Klein, the quarterback, takes the snap out of the shotgun, rolls ahead across the 40 to the 43, where he is brought down by the Hornet interior line. 6-0 score. So you know, you got a nice round of applause from the students, too. That might be one of the longer ovations I've heard for a Ted Lin's honoree. That had to make you feel good.
Well, yeah, and I think that's one of the things about continuing to sub up here and help with some athletic things and stuff like that. The kids know me, and it's, you know, they're very receptive, and I think it makes it a lot easier when I substitute because they do know me.
Mm-hmm. Second down for River Valley. The ball is at the 42. Again, 6-0. Richland Center leading. We're in the third quarter here of homecoming football. River Valley with an important first series. Fake handoff. They'll throw it.
Oh!
First down, 50, 40, 35, all the way to the 30 on the catch by number 13, Aiden Hill. And River Valley moves the chains. Big play right there. So very rewarding. As you look back on your career, though, it's been a really good run, hasn't it?
Yes. I've you know, I can't hardly believe it's been 50-some years, like I say, starting in 1973. And so, I've changed positions enough between teachers and administration and coaching different sports. So it's been fun, and it was great having my daughters around and things like that. So made it fulfilling.
River Valley first down at the 30 of Richland Center on that big catch by Hill. Fake handoff, find again, is going to rainbow it over the top and incomplete, intended for Plumlee and covered up by Bronson Perkins. I know you've got some people to go see. We appreciate you taking time to come up and see us, Eric, but well-deserved, and we appreciate the relationship you've had with WRCO over the years.
Yep. It's always been great seeing you and your buddy John working together. So it's been a lot of fun, and it's been great. You guys have always been real good to River Valley Athletics.
Yeah, and likewise, too. You still let me in, so I appreciate that.
Congrats again, Eric.
All right, yeah. Thanks, Bill.
You got something for him?
That's his picture.
Oh, that's a picture of him, isn't it?
Oh. Must be a few years ago. It looks, no, I don't have hair.
I think he wants you to sign it. Congratulations, right. Eric.
Thanks, guys.
Eric Briel, newest inductee into the Ted Lin's Wall of Honor. Hand off for River Valley, and right around the 30, they're upended, maybe to the 29-yard line. Brady Dosh with a great stop of the running back, and that was Hill. So it's going to go now for River Valley, a second down, or is that third? It's third down already, isn't it?
Yeah, we had an incomplete pass.
That's right. Third down play.
Eric's a great candidate. He's invested his life into education, and he helps every kid that needs help or every teacher that needs help. So,
well, he was really a fan favorite here tonight. Third down play from the 30-yard line for River Valley, third and about 10. Line awaiting his snap, rolls back all the way to the 40, plants and throws. He's got a man, and it is
Shot
out of his hands right around the goal line. Intended for Aiden Hill, and the Hornets had pretty good coverage on it as well.
They did.
Duncan Harper back there as well, and I think Brenton Baker. Yeah.
Maybe 6 feet?
Yep.
And it was a touchdown.
Very close. So this should be fourth down, and yeah, it is. They moved the yard marker now, so fourth down and 10 for River Valley, Richland Center territory. Again, this is a very important drive, isn't it?
I think so. I think you got to come out and, I mean, we did move the ball here. We got a 27-yard gain, but we really need, well, not we, Rich River Valley needs to punch it in.
30-yard line, it's a fourth down. Back to throw is Klein, guns it near side. It's a catch at the 18, and spun around and dropped out of bounds is number 9, Keegan Heiser. Duncan Harper makes the stop, and a first down for River Valley. Wow. The other thing in that play that is notable is how well the line blocked. He had a lot of time, didn't he?
Yes. It was a 11-yard gain. That was a very nice play.
River Valley on the march. They've had some success through the air here in the second half.
Yep, second first down. They only had two the whole first half.
Two men wide to the far side. Ball inside the Richland Center 20-yard line. Flying out of the shotgun, fakes the handoff. He's throwing again, and it is going to be, did he get it?
No, it's almost picked off. My gosh.
Yeah, it was close, and right behind him was Brady Dosh. Pass went right through the receiver's hands. He almost snagged it.
Yeah.
And then it was almost intercepted.
Looks like River Valley is going to the passing game.
Yep. They've strictly done that here on this drive, this half.
Kill the clock, give them more time. Mm-hmm. But they've been effective so far. Those two catches, both by Heiser, a 27-yarder and an 11-yarder.
Richland Center trying to dig in here now. Two men wide side to River Valley's right. Man in motion, Plumlee, and he gets the handoff, trying to break the corner. Richland Center wraps him up, and they're going to spin him around and drop him back around the 25-yard line. Tyson Schwitzenberg was there again. And number 8, James McGowan. Nice play. So back to right around the 24-yard line. River Valley losing a few. And it'll bring up third and about 15.
Yeah, loss of 5 on the play. That didn't look good from the start.
Back to the drawing board for Coach McLean. He won a football helmet at halftime. His name was drawn.
Yeah, I'm waiting for... Did they already do the 50-50? I'm planning to win big money tonight.
You said you were going to share it with me, too.
I said that. Well, I'll split it 50-50.
Third down from the 24 of Richland Center. There's the snap. Vine is back to throw. They're coming after him. He guns it. It's caught. Wide open man at the 10. He stiff arms inside the 8-yard line. Nice catch by Jordan Gauger from Klein. And it moves it inside the 10 for a first and goal. Wow.
Wow is right.
He was wide open.
15-yard gain.
And the key is that Klein had time to look around and find him.
Yeah, he stepped up in the pocket, which gave him a little more time. But great blocking by River Valley's offensive line.
First and goal, River Valley. They're at the Richland Center 7. This is as deep as they have been on this evening here in homecoming football, trying to tie it up. Awaiting the snap from center Klein, and he's going to take it himself. First up the middle, pushes the pile to the 5, maybe the 4. Second down and goal to go. Wrapped up by several Hornets. Brady Dosh, bottom of the pile again. Pulls him down, and that'll bring up second and goal to go from the 4 of Richland Center.
In a 3, you would think River Valley could get 4 yards.
Well, you would think that.
You would think the Packers.
I was just going to say.
Kick a field goal.
I was just thinking that. There were a lot of you would thinks on Sunday in that game.
Yeah.
Second down, goal to go. Richland Center is trying to hold on tight. River Valley at the RC 4 trying to tie it up. Handoff, running play off right guard. Not much going there as the ball carrier Ty Larson is drugged down by the Hornets. He may have got a yard to the 3. McGowan on the stop. Schwitzenberg as well, I believe, and that brings up third down, and they show no gain on the play, so
yeah.
Third down from the 4. Klein coming in from the sideline. We'll check the Filney flip phone sponsored by Y-Connect Wireless here when we have the opportunity. We've been busy tonight.
Yeah, this is a big play for River Valley and for Richland Center.
Third down and goal to go from the 4-yard line of Richland Center, and the whistles are going to sound, and a timeout has been taken by the Blackhawks. We'll be back in a moment. 6-0, Richland Center leading, River Valley threatening, when we return with more from WRCO Radio Sports.
Stay on track with a new garage door from Garage Door Express in Lone Rock. They have the latest design and color options for commercial or residential doors, and a custom door is no problem. Maybe you already have doors that need attention. The service technicians at Garage Door Express have the knowledge and courteous desire to make sure your garage doors work properly. For a free estimate on new garage doors or service repair, call Garage Door Express at 604-4581.
Welcome back to River Valley as we get set for the crucial play here for the Blackhawks on this particular drive. River Valley Blackhawks trailing Richland Center by a score of 6-0.
Okay, so you're the coach. What are you calling?
I think I call a pass play here. If
all
I'm
right.
River Valley and if I'm Richland Center, I would probably, I don't know, who you really guard? Plumlee, maybe, if you're really going to key on somebody.
Yeah.
Third down, goal to go from the 4-yard line for the River Valley Blackhawks. They will await the snap from center out of the shotgun. Awaiting long snap count. Klein takes it. Hands off. Now Larson cuts through the left side. He didn't get in. Got to around the 2. And it'll bring up a 4th down and goal to go. Wow. Very close.
You got gain of 3 there on the 1-yard line.
Wow. All right. They'll mark it down there. Almost shorter than an extra point. Then.
You got to go for it if you're River Valley, don't you?
Absolutely.
I mean, they got a guy that can kick a field goal, but three doesn't do that much for you.
In this game, I think you better go for 6,
yeah.
The way it's going. 6-0 Richland Center. River Valley trying to tie it. Wow, here comes the play. One man wide to the right side. That's Heiser. Everybody else in tight. Larsenson ready to snap the ball. There it is. Hand off going to Larson. Bumps his way, fighting his way toward the goal line. I think he's got it. Touchdown for River Valley. Oh, boy. Initially, it didn't look like he was going to get it.
Yeah, somehow he stopped early.
Yeah, he got in. And that'll make it a 6-6 ball game.
The right side of the River Valley line just kept driving and driving and driving.
Ty Larson, a 2-yard touchdown run on that one, and that ties the score with 5:36 remaining in the third, and the extra point will be a kick.
This is crucial here.
Oh, yes, it is. The kickers come into play here. Very important now as they are going to spot it on the near side. Kicker is Ron Osborne. There's the snap. Good placement. Osborne's kick is on the way, and River Valley will take the lead. 7-0, or 7-6, I should say, River Valley's first score of the evening, and they take a one-point lead with 5:36 remaining in the third. This is high school football from WRCO Sports.
For over two decades, Jewell Associates Engineers in Spring Green have proudly served our community. They extend their gratitude to all their clients, whether their projects are big or small. The dedicated professionals and technical staff are the backbone of Jewell Associates' success. Jewell Associates Engineers salute the River Valley Blackhawks for their outstanding achievements on and off the field. Jewell Associates Engineers, proud to be a part of your success, and go Blackhawks!
Julie's Tax Service is certified and ready to provide you with reliable tax preparation this year. Julie is a member of the National Association of Tax Professionals and has been an enrolled agent for over 18 years, specializing in farm, business, individual, partnership, federal, and state income taxes. With great service and an affordable rate, let Julie's Tax Service handle all of your tax preparation needs, located at 159 South Main Street, Richland Center.
Some really good games going on in the conference. Right now, Platteville leading New Glarus is 20-17. And Prairie du Chien up on Broadhead Judah, 24-6. Ithaca up on Nisida, 37-0. Lancaster now leading Dodgeville, 22-7 in the third. Billney Flip Phone sponsored by Y-Connect Wireless. River Valley booms the kick deep. Taken around the 5-yard line by Baker. Cuts to the left side, 20, 25, and right down around the 26-yard line.
Tackle made. Ithaca score 37-0.
Yeah, that's right. Playing Nisida tonight. Ithaca trying to get back on the winning track.
Yep.
But with the new playoff scenario, everybody's kind of wondering about how it's going to go. You know, you look about winning percentages and the percentages of those teams you beat. So
right.
Ithaca's had a couple of losses. They need to get some wins if they've got any hopes of playoffs. Four pretty important weeks, including tonight.
Yeah, it goes fast, doesn't it?
It sure does. Wow.
The whole season goes fast.
First and 10 for the Hornets as they open up their first drive of the second half. Chep hands off, running play near side. That's Dosh. Bumps his way to around the 29-yard line. Good stop by River Valley. Several coming up through the middle, led by number 55, Blake Rickle.
In the three.
Second down and 7 for Richland Center. Now trailing for the first time in the game, 7-6. Hornets scored all the way back in the first quarter with 4:09 remaining. So the ball marked around the 29-yard line. Shotgun snap to Shep. Handoff, Dosh, cutting off left tackle. Breaks one and now rolls to around the 31-yard line. I believe it was Caden Plumlee had him by the ankle. If he didn't, I think Dosh might have been
gone.
He might have been gone.
And, you know, Dosh is a great runner. He falls forward and pushes off and gets 2 more yards every time.
Play comes in from the far sideline. Third down for Richland Center.
Gain of 6 on that last play.
Ball is marked just shy of the 35-yard line. Awaiting the snap from center. There it is. Handoff, running play. Pushing the pile is Dosh, and he's got a first down. Out to the Richland Center 39-yard line. Wonder if Jamie Heglin has got any way to monitor the number of steps he's made today.
He does come up and down an awful lot.
He does. I think that's part of his workout regimen. He and I are fellow hip replacement people, but he's a lot more spry than I am. First down for Richland Center. Ball around the 39-yard line. Their own. 7-6 River Valley. 4 minutes remaining in the third quarter. Everybody in tight here on the near side. There's the snap from center. Hand off for a running play. And Dosh trying to go. Nowhere to go. And he's going to lose a yard or so. Coming up over the top of the pile there was Caden Plumley.
Have you been through an airport with your medal?
Not yet. Okay. I'm told that it might be a problem. Got to tell them about it anyway.
Yep.
It's been pretty good. It's been a couple months now. You notice I made it up and down the bleachers here.
I saw that.
All right.
Well,
thank you. I'm not Jamie Hegland fast, but.
Yeah, you got to be smart too early in your recovery.
That's true.
Yeah.
I'm guessing I'm more Eric Real fast.
Okay. Well, you might be faster.
Second down play for Richland Center. Ball of the near hash mark. Second down and 11 from the 38 after a loss of yardage. Harris ready to snap the ball. The line is set. The whistles blow, and I believe a delay of game on the Hornets. Not taking a lot of time off. Too much time this time.
Only the third penalty for the day.
I like it. I like it.
Phil. I do, too.
It's just like basketball. I don't like free throws.
I love free throws.
Do you really? That's part of the game, but it really slows it down.
Yeah, but back to us math guys, that's the perfect possession. If you get fouled, they get a foul, you get two shots, you're going to get points. Eventually, their good guys are gone.
If you make your free throws.
That's true. That's the big if.
Second down, 16 yards to go for the Hornets. There's the snap. And a fake handoff. Shep's going to keep it himself. Bootlegs to the left, and he's cut off. Nowhere to go. Comes back to the right. Stiffons another, and he's brought down back around the 28-yard line. Well played by the Blackhawks. Spencer Sackett stayed with it. And right behind him was Quincy Blakely. And Richland Center loses again. Back to the 27-yard line.
Loss of 11.
So sometimes those broken plays, the quarterback, they work pretty well, but that time they didn't. River Valley had it covered on both sides.
It's hard just to go down, though, you know.
Yeah, I know.
Take a six-yard loss versus keep going thinking you can make something.
Many times in the pros, they'll throw it out of bounds.
Right.
You know, they're in the place where they can.
Come on, nobody in the backfield.
Third down, yeah, Shep's the only man. The quarterback is back there. River Valley defense trying to coordinate now. Shep is back. Back to throw. Pocket breaks down. Steps to the right. Throws it over the middle. It is caught by Schwitzenberg, and he goes down right away. So they made up some of the loss on the big quarterback sack, but way short of the first down. It'll move it to fourth down and 12 yards to go from the 37 of Richland Center. Stops the clock with a minute 35 remaining in the third quarter of high school football. 7-6, River Valley in the lead here in homecoming football. So the Hornets bring their punter out. Leif Morris doing the honors. River Valley with the man back deep. There's the snap from center. Whistles sound and flags fly. Someone may have left prematurely. So the officials
haven't told us.
We'll mark that. I think there was a Richland Center player down the sideline. Yeah.
Okay.
He had the wrong snap counter. Everybody else did, and he had the right one. I don't know.
Yeah.
That happens. When I was center, that always happened.
You were right. They were right.
I was always right.
Yeah.
I got a good memory.
Yeah.
Fourth down. Again, a punch for Richland Center. The ball will be snapped from the 32-yard line. And River Valley's return man is waiting around the Blackhawks 35-yard line. Leif Morris, the punter. Snap is there, and Morris, hey, nice one. Spiral.
Big time.
Angles out of bounds right around the 30-yard line, so the officials will note that and mark that. River Valley gets the ball back. So the officials mark the where it should be. Whistles will sound as they spot that ball. 7-6 River Valley. Again, few possessions in this game, each team with one possession in the second half, and now River Valley second.
And this quarter is nearly over.
Sheesh. You'll be going to sleep early tonight.
Right? I will.
Used to be you'd be out, you know, past curfew, but probably not tonight.
Well, I stay off the toilet paper tonight.
Is that right? You aren't going to be toilet papering tonight?
Yeah. Jeff Johnson. You got to go up and get his house.
Oh, that's a good idea. First down and 10. Awaiting the snap from center is Klein. Hands off, running play, gaping hole, left side for Larson, 40, out to the 45. And nearly a first down, may have gotten it. Bronson Perkins makes the stop for Richland Center.
Give them a first down.
Philadelphia has beaten Minnesota tonight 3-1. And Milwaukee and Cincinnati tied at 1 at last word.
Okay.
Darlington 37-0 over Fenimore, third quarter. That's in Scales Mount Schulzburg, 21-7 over Cuba City. That is in the third quarter. Filmy Flip Phone sponsored by Y Connect Wireless. River Valley football, ball around the 46-yard line, their own. First down play for Klein in the offense. Carstensen with a snap, Klein with a handoff. Running play coming to the stadium side. Larson pulls his way to the 50 and then driven right back by the Hornet defense. Good play by Kate Perkins. Brady Dosh, of course, and Holden Grauber out there. They cornered him in the fourth. Brings it to the 50-yard line and takes it down to the final second. That might be the last play of the third quarter.
I think you're correct.
Teams will stay in our huddles, and that'll do it for three quarters. River Valley leads its homecoming football game 7-6. Over Richland Center is the real thriller. Fourth quarter will tell the tale. Coming up, WRCO and WRCO.com.
Thinking about buying or selling? Let us help. Give Century 21 Complete Service Realty a call for all your real estate needs. We specialize in residential, commercial, land, recreational, and country lifestyle properties. Let our worldwide exposure, our local expertise, convenient office location, and full staff of agents sell your property. Don't stress out. Call Century 21 Complete Service Realty, your friends in real estate. 647-6145.
Hello, everyone. Brian from Walsh's. Did you know we carry Lube King oil and lubricants? We carry diesel or gasoline motor oils, two different types of gear lubricants, transmission fluid, and hydraulic fluid in different weights for all of your equipment. All of these are in 2-gallon jugs, and the universal hydraulic oil is in 5-gallon buckets. So stop in at our Richland Center store or Muscadet for all these and all these other great products. And as always, we do appreciate your business.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
7-6 River Valley after three quarters of football. Bill Mansky, this game, I don't know if it's what I thought it would be. I thought maybe there'd be more scoring, but the game isn't over yet.
No, but, you know, Richland Center has dominated the tempo of this game. It's almost like basketball. You're kind of stalling a little.
Mm-hmm.
They're not stalling, but by doing all the running.
Controlling the clock, though, it is a good strategy. And it's worked well for them tonight. Trailing by a point, River Valley football. Ball around the 50-yard line. Second down. And Klein takes it from the shotgun, backs off a couple steps, then runs ahead. Piles to the 49 of River Valley, and then hit and brought back by Holden Grob and company.
In a one.
And there is an injured player down for the Hornets, or at least up slowly, Kaizen Switzenberg.
I'm going to go out on a limb and say I don't think 7 points is going to win this game.
Yeah? I don't know. Andy Troxell told me this week that he said the first team to 21 would win.
Okay.
That's what he thought. He didn't say it on the microphone, but he said that's kind of what the feeling he had was. He thought it could be a low-scoring game.
Okay.
He probably was thinking about what kind of strategy the Hornets are going to use tonight.
Sure. Oh, it's working.
7-6 River Valley. It's a third down and about 5 yards to go. Ball just inside the 50 and whistle sound and a timeout taken by River Valley. 7-6 they lead. 11-11 remaining in the football game here on WRCO and WRCO.com.
Caring for you and about you. That's the promise of Spring Green Health Mart Pharmacy. They treat every customer like family, offering trusted care, quality products, and exceptional everyday value. With leading-edge knowledge and a commitment to your health, they'll be there when you need them most. Best of all, you'll be helped by people you know and trust. Make Spring Green Health Mart Pharmacy your pharmacy, located in downtown Spring Green.
Great to have you along tonight. Been a good day, good week of homecomings. Next week we'll be on hand for Well, we'll be at Riverdale as they celebrate. Homecoming will be there Thursday night. We'll be at Richland Center on Friday and Friday night, and we'll be at Ithaca on Saturday. So make the rounds.
It takes an awful lot of people to make this homecoming day, go. And you got to give credit to Unlimited. We're not going to name anybody, but there's Unlimited people that volunteer hours and hours and hours,
Incredible.
And it's wonderful for the community. We got a great place to live.
Many alumni coming back here, giving back.
Yep.
Third down from the 49. 5 yards to go. Klein is back, and he's going to air one way up on the sideline. Harper steps in, but he makes a catch. And it's going to be caught by Savalli at the last moment and into the hands of Plumlee, and he'll score. What in the world? It looked like the Hornets had intercepted it. Baker and Harper had it in their hands, and how did Plumlee come out of there with it?
It's all three had it in their hands, and I thought they had it, and he took it away from them. 54 yards on the pass.
What?
Touchdown.
They are right now, they've not actually.
So they counted?
They haven't put it on the scoreboard. There it is. So it is.
I thought it was an interception.
It could have been either.
Yeah.
In fact, I was just set to call an interception, and somehow Plumlee took it away. 13-6, River Valley has jumped ahead by 7. So this is an important kick here. Osborne coming out. We'll do it out of the hold of Quincy Blakely. River Valley trying to convert after a long touchdown. Was that 49 yards?
54.
54. Thank you. Awaiting the snap from center is Blakely. There it is. Placement is made. Kick is on the way. And the kick is good. It just got over the bar. 14-6. River Valley, 11:01 remaining here in the ball game.
I'd like to see that play on replay.
I would too.
Omo.
I still don't know. It looked like Harper and Baker, and maybe they were fighting over it. It was almost like both guys were going for the interception, and Plumlee somehow came out of there with it.
Because he didn't have it to start with.
No, he didn't. But it goes in the books as a Klein to Plumlee touchdown, 54 yards. And the point after by Osborne is good. And, wow, River Valley all of a sudden with a lot of momentum up by 8 points. That'll make this week in football, if there is such a thing.
Yeah.
On the old VCR tape.
I think the days will come in the future where we're going to see that replay stuff at high school too. There'll be something that's invented.
Uh-huh.
That follows plays. And
well, they pretty much have it now. Some of the coaches can have the huddle where they can rewind it on the sideline. But
okay.
But in terms of, showing it to the fans or whatever, probably will happen somewhere along the line. Richland Center has a video screen on their sidelines, but I'm not sure how much they use it.
Well, I'll tell you, Richland Center needs to score a touchdown and get a two-point conversion, and we'd be tied.
They got to get a little momentum back, though.
Yep.
River Valley has kind of got that in their court now. So the kickoff will be made by River Valley. Richland Center back deep. Harper and Baker with a cheer from the cheering section. Really is getting into it tonight. And River Valley's going to pounce one along the line to the left side. It's going to be picked up by the Hornets. Turn to the 20. 25 and all the way to the 30-yard line. And the return by Duncan Harper.
If he doesn't get tackled there, it looked like he had some room to run.
He did have room, yeah. So the Hornets will take over there. The ball is marked first and 10 at the RC own 24-yard line. Devin Harris, the center. The guards are Ethan Bindle and Cruz Salazar. The tackles are A. Bosworth and Isaac Gold. They got to try to work some holes for Brady Dosh or protect their quarterback, Jaden Shep, here. The Hornets have some hopes.
Well, the Hornet line has really done a nice job tonight.
Had a really good first half, for sure. Yeah. First down and 10 for Richland Center from zone 24. There is a handoff for running play off right side, sweeping, getting to the 30 and making the move right around the 31-yard line, it looks like. So the stop is made there, and that was it Dosh? I think it was.
Eight of nine.
Kind of hard to see some of those white orange uniforms on the far side of the field.
Yep.
Ushered out of bounds by Keegan Heiser. Second down and short yardage for the Hornets. 10:45 remaining. They may have to step it up a little bit now in terms of that taking the time off the clock mentality. Second down and a yard. There's the snap out of the shotgun. Handoff, a running play, and Dosh is to the 35, which should get him a first down. Driven back the other way. Several forming the wall there, including Evan Conrick for River Valley.
Dosh is really close to 100 yards on the night.
So he's no stranger to 100-yard games.
No. A very, very talented young running back.
Had quite a career. Senior season, Hornets now in the huddle. 10:24 to go in the football game. River Valley leading 14-6 here from River Valley High School. Bangor leading Royal 32-0 in the fourth quarter. That one just coming across. Hornets a little befuddled there in the backfield, and I think they're going to have to take time out. Running out of time as well. 10:07 remaining in the game. 14-6 River Valley here on WRCO Radio Sports.
Kleppe Grain Service is known for on-time transport of large quantities of grains or other crops. You can count on Kleppe Grain Service for a variety of innovative and customized hauling solutions. Call 608-604-5803. You work hard to plant and harvest on time. Jason will work just as hard to get your crops from the field to where they need to go. Kleppe Grain Service, it's the best choice. Call 608-604-5803.
Thanks to our sponsors of Area Sports. Phil Lee along with Phil Mansky here tonight, the Twin Phils. What did you hear about toilet paper? And you and I and Ralph Legal, are we going out after this or not?
Well, Jeff didn't want us to come up and toilet his house.
Oh, Jeff didn't? Okay.
No, but we'll find a different place. I know where Hagelin lives.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
And that's right on the way home for you. So.
Is it? Okay.
Oh, yeah. It'll work out fine. His daughter was clean.
We've blown our cover, though.
Oh, that's true.
First down for Richland Center. Handoff going to Brady Dosh, trying to cut right side Hornet sideline, and he's ushered out of bounds around the 39. Gain of four. Stops the clock as he gets out of bounds, and the stick moves on. Hornets trail by eight here in the ballgame.
Just get 101 yards.
All right. Play comes in from the sidelines. Running it in is Leif Morris, and the Richland Center Hornets up to the line now. 39-yard line, their own. Second down and 6 yards to go. Chep awaiting the snap from center. There it is, out of the shotgun. Handoff, running play, bouncing right, pushing to the 40, to the 41, and there's a flag as the tackle is made by Spencer Sackett of River Valley. So it's a strange phenomenon, one of those flags here tonight.
Yeah, center has four penalties. River Valley has yet to have one.
Is that right? Wow.
How about that?
Until now.
Until now. What was that, face mask?
It must have been. Going to move it 10 yards to around the, well, maybe more than that. Maybe it's 15, Phil.
That's what I thought it was. It looked like it could have been.
There are the varying degrees of that. That is a 15-yarder.
I don't think any kid purposely tries to do it.
Sometimes when you're grabbing to make a tackle, it's just inadvertent, you know.
That's where your hand went.
It happens. It happens in the pros, too. Sometimes they mean it, though.
Sometimes it looks like they mean it.
Ball is at the 43-yard line of River Valley now after the penalty. Richland Center in RV territory with 9:35 to go. And the Shep handoff now for a running playoff right guard. Blasting to the 38 is Dosh. He is brought down by Drew Radel. So the Hornets.
Oh, well, that was Perkins.
Was it? Okay.
They did the fullback.
All right.
Good little run.
So that was Bronson.
Yep.
Sometimes
number four.
Hard to see when they're diving into the pile.
Yeah, and then they walk sideways, so we never see their number. Number five.
Numbers on the sleeves might help a little bit. I don't know. Second down and five from the 38 of River Valley. Blackhawks leading 14-6 in the ball game. There's the snap to Shep. Takes the handoff, running play, a bootleg to the right side. Cuts back, nothing, and he is going to be met with a rude awakening there, hit at the 40-yard line, and brought back.
Lost two.
Several back on the play. Juan Rock was back there, and let's see, it was Sackett, it looks like. So third down from the 40-yard line coming up for Richland Center. Clock rotating. 8:20 remaining in the game, 14-6 River Valley. Hornets need eight to tie it up. Blackhawks trying to hold on here in a close one. Richland Center will celebrate homecoming next week. They will host Dodgeville.
Oh, that'll be exciting.
Yeah, it'll be a good game next Friday night. Third down from the seven. There's a fake handoff, and now back to throw is Shep.
Oh,
threw his man.
That was a great play, though, if it would have worked.
Pass intended for Bronson Perkins. Covered by Jordan Gauger and Hayden Plumley. Just a bit underthrow. So that'll bring up a fourth down and seven from the 40-yard line. Richland Center bringing out the punting team, it looks like, Phil.
Yeah, I think that's the right move to do, and then you got to stop them. Yeah, I tell you, my five-year-old grandson looked up at the trees and saw toilet paper and looked at me and said, "What's happening?" You know, I mean, yeah, well, never seen anything like that.
Oh, man. Welcome to homecoming. Oh, a short snap. They're faking
it. Nice.
There's a flag on the play, though. Richland Center gets to the 37-yard line. Flag on the play. It was Bronson Perkins. They may have jumped. In fact, the chain gang is already marking it back to where the ball was placed, and it was against Richland Center, declined by River Valley. They'll take over at the 36. So that didn't work out well for Richland Center. They give it up by about just a few yards ahead of that. We're hoping for more. Short snap to one of the up men. So RC turns it over on downs. And River Valley takes over for its third possession of the half. Accepting the ball on their own 36-yard line. 7:49 to play in the game. Blackhawks leading by eight. River Valley setting up shop. Ball just across the 36-yard line. The line is set. Flying will operate out of the shotgun. There's the snap and the running play to the near side. Nowhere to go for the Blackhawk running back. He may have inched ahead for a yard there at the end. We'll see.
Looks like he's right back to the line of scrimmage.
Tackle made by James McGowan and company.
I think that was the right thing for Richland Center to do, is go for it. I mean, if you get a first down, you're in great shape. It's not that bad a field position. Give yourself as many chances as you can to win.
It was a nice set. They sold it well. It appeared like they were going through with it. Short snap to the up man, but didn't quite get it. And, of course, penalized, it wouldn't have mattered. First down, and from the 36, or second down, I should say, from the 36, there's a snap from center. And off the running play, Larson caught by the jersey and brought down at the 31-yard line for a loss.
The right side of Richland Center's defense just exploded across the ball.
Brady Dosh, James McGowan.
Yep.
Kaizen Schwitzenberg as well.
Loss five.
Third down and 15 for River Valley from its own 31-yard line.
Going to see a pass.
I think you might be right there, Mr. Mansky. We'll see. Flying has a man, Larson, just to his left. Two men split wide. Jordan Gauger is on the near side. There's the snap. Back to throw Klein. He's looking for Gauger, and it's going to be caught.
He caught it again.
40, down the line. 25, steps inside to the 20, the 15, the 10, and the touchdown for River Valley. Jordan Gauger, he really came in, and again, it was covered up pretty well by that Richland Center defense.
Unbelievable. 64 yards.
We watched Gauger go out. He just ran by, but again, Richland Center was in the vicinity. Had that ball been underthrown anymore, it was a good throw by Klein. So the extra point try will be coming up for the River Valley Blackhawks after the throw.
Richland Center boy hurt. Looks like it could be cramps.
Probably.
I actually thought that was going to be intercepted again.
It was close. Again, covered up well. Jordan Gauger, right? Man.
Yeah. And he put a pretty snazzy move on the D-back there to...
He did.
Cross, stop and cross back and go the opposite direction to get the touchdown.
So the Hornet player is being looked at. 6:08 remaining here in the football game. River Valley up 20-6. If they kick this point, it will be 21. And again, that's what Coach Stroxel said.
Yeah.
First team to 21.
First team to 21. Wow.
Certainly a defensive game. The Richland Center holding the lead 6-0 at halftime, but 20 unanswered points by River Valley. And two through the air. The injured player is Duncan Harper.
He's walking now, so it was a cramp.
Yeah, it was. Warm night tonight. Drink more water and eat some bananas there before you go to bed then. Yeah?
Or a brat. I love brat.
Oh, I don't know if brats help your cramps or not.
I don't think so, but they taste great.
What about your stomach, though? Might help.
Ooh,
might give us cramp there, too.
Yeah. So, yeah, he looks healthy. He waved to the crowd. Mom, I'm okay. That's what he said.
Duncan, again, one of the guys on the defensive side that been right on good coverage tonight. He was the one that almost intercepted that second touchdown by River Valley, the catch by Caden Plumley. So here comes the play from the sideline for River Valley. Would they be going for two here? I don't think so. Looks like Osborne's coming out. Quincy Blakely is the holder. Ron Osborne, the kicker. Is he a soccer player?
Yeah, I believe so.
River Valley's done a good job of recruiting soccer players to kick over the years. Snap is made. Placement kick is on the way. Oh, that is good.
Sweet.
Very good. And it is 21-6 in favor of River Valley with 6:08 remaining. WRCO High School Football Friday night from WRCO Sports.
Are you looking for amazing meat without breaking the bank? Come on down to Prem Meats, your local state-approved butcher shop in Spring Green and Prairie du Sac. From juicy beef to tender pork, chicken, and fresh seafood, they've got it all. Most of it made from their own perfected family recipes. Once you try it, you'll keep coming back for more. And hey, don't forget to grab a fresh take-and-bake pizza while you're there. Right on Highway 14 in Spring Green. Easy to find, hard to leave. Prem Meats and Catering, the little shop with big savings and even bigger flavor. Oh, and we make your venison taste amazing, too.
Welcome back to River Valley. They are dancing in the stands here on the near side. A couple of big plays. We didn't see any big offense in the first half.
No. The River Valley has some kids do push-ups for every point.
Ah.
And now it's getting to be a little more testy with 21. But, you know, you got to save face and make sure you make it look like it's not any work at all.
True.
How many push-ups do you think you can do?
Well, I don't know if I've done 21 in my life.
Okay.
6:08 remaining. Here's the kick. End over end by River Valley. Back around the 2-yard line. Taken by the Hornets straight ahead. 10, 15. They are spun around to the 20, out to the 24-yard line, and there is a scramble for the football. And they are saying that River Valley was saying they had it, but I think Richland Center holds on to it.
Sorry. Thank you, it's down.
Yeah. So the return is made. That was Baker who did the return, and Richland Center for its third possession of the half has 6 minutes to work with, and down now by 15 points.
I think we're going to see some passing.
I wouldn't doubt it. Richland Center has the ability, if Shep can, you know, be back in the pocket and see the men, and, you know, he's had good blocking tonight.
I think we get a penalty, too.
Really? Oh, yeah, you're right. There is a flag here on the near side. It's against holding. Richland Center. That's not a good way to start.
And holding.
So it's back at the 15-yard line for Richland Center. Their own 15 for their third possession of this second half. 21-6, River Valley in the lead. Hornets with three men out on the near side. River Valley's got a kid on the field as well.
He's the ball guy.
He's the ball guy. I was going to say, he was standing out there like, what's he doing? He can play with 12? He's a little young, I think. There's a snap from center. Shep back to throw from the 5-yard line. Dances out of the pocket. Now runs straight ahead. Avoids one tackler, but not another. And he's out to around the 18. Started a ways back, so he looked like he went a long ways.
Yeah, again, maybe three.
clock, running with 5:43 to go.
I think if you're River Valley, you don't mind giving up some running plays and letting that clock go tick, tick, tick.
Yeah, that's a good point. Some of the defensive guys, Sumner, Knockreiner and company back here, Quincy Blakely, probably going to be kind of play that center field area.
All right.
Not get beat deep. Second down, 7 yards to go from the 18 of Richland Center. Shep with a snap, backs up to his own 10. A lot of time this time, throws over the middle, low, incomplete. It was intended for Will Weiss. Hopped off the carpet. That'll bring up third down.
Interesting thing that happened today.
What's that?
I was looking at the chickens and the roosters and whatever. There was a rooster that was stuck in cock-a-doodle-doo mode. Just kept
doing it. Really?
Yeah. Like
crowing.
Somebody squeezed that thing.
I heard there was a lot of crowing going on downtown earlier.
Ooh.
As well. From out on the streets, too. I'm not sure. Third down play. There's a snap from center. Back to throw is Shep. Throws a little screen. It's caught by the Hornets at the 20.
Nice play.
25. That's Dosh up to around the 26. He's close to the first down.
It's really close.
See where they mark him there. Covered by Sumner. Maybe not
the 25. So he's getting a 9.
Oh, yeah. They did mark it short. Shorter than what I thought. We're kind of at an angle.
Yeah.
And he stays in bounds, so the clock is rotating. And it is fourth down. Wow. Fourth and about a yard for the Hornets. Ball on their own 24-yard line. Shep and company trying to convert it here. One last gasp here. There's the snap from center and a fumble, and the ball is loose, and River Valley's got it. Ball is grabbed there by River Valley. Nice play. Recovered by Bindle, I think, wasn't it?
I couldn't tell that.
Yeah, 55, Blake Brickle, I should say.
Yeah, Shep never really got the ball to the running back, and then it bobbled up in the air, unfortunately.
So he didn't get the chance to go for it on fourth down, and the ball goes back to River Valley for its fourth possession. They lead it 21-6 with 4:29 remaining here in the football game.
28-yard line.
I'm going to say, really good field position. Ball of the 28 of Richland Center. Best starting position for either team tonight.
Yeah.
Game. 21-6 River Valley. Couple of men in motion from far side to the near side. Lucas Klein out of the shotgun. Hands off. There's that reverse going back to the left side. Plumlee step arms one. Gets around the corner to the 15. Near a first down and then driven back by a hive of Hornets. Caden Plumlee with a good run. Going to mark him about a yard short. Second down and a yard inside the 15 of Richland Center with 4:05 remaining. Join us tonight for Football Friday Night. And then following that, the post-game show, Mr. Fabulous, Tim Feed, wrapping up all things sports, even into the Brewers. We'll see how they did tonight. Phillies won. Second down and a yard to go for River Valley. 3:45 to go. RC territory at the 14-yard line. One man to the near side, Jordan Gauger. Far side, it's Plumlee. Handoff going to the right side. It's Larson. Bowles over the pile for a first down. Down around the 10-yard line. Ty Larson, good blocking, and the tackle by Holden Drock.
Well, they get a first down. Keep the clock running.
They could still get a first down and not a touchdown. It looks like it's about the 10.5-yard line.
Yeah.
So the marking is made. Line hustling back to the huddle, 21-6. Favor of River Valley with 3:34 to go. Block starting as River Valley heads to the football. Line, he's got Larson to his right side in the backfield. There's the snap. Hands off to the motion man, and splitting down the left side is Keegan Heiser, wasn't it?
Plumlee, I think.
Or was it Plumlee again, number 8?
Yeah.
Yeah, he got inside the 5-yard line. He's had a big game.
Yeah, he had that 54-yard touchdown. Richland Center did a good job stopping that inside double reverse for most of the game.
That was kind of River Valley's bread and butter a few games this year.
Yeah.
So a second down play. Ball resting around the 5-yard line of Richland Center. River Valley trying to drive for the climactic score here tonight. There's the snap from center. There's Plumlee cutting left. Nothing, comes back up the middle and driven back around the 6-yard line. The hole is there just briefly, and Brady Dosh covered it up well, and that brings up a third down and about 4 yards to go.
No gain on the play. Well, other than those two long plays,
yeah,
but an even game.
Yep, a couple of wild ones. And Blind and company, and they're kind of in Richland Center's mode right now. Take a little time between plays. Let that clock work down. It's down to 2 minutes to play now.
Richland Center burned some timeouts already this half.
Line awaiting the snap, third down, and here is the handoff. There's that reverse going back to Plumlee. He's wide open down to the goal line, and a River Valley score. 4-yard touchdown run with a minute 47. Looks River Valley up 27-6 now. 27 unanswered points. That was a play we just talked about, and
right,
it worked that time, didn't it?
Yeah, they've been successfully stopping it, but worked the last couple times.
Aiden Plumlee with his second touchdown tonight. Extra point kick coming out from Ron Osborne.